From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 53 people are dead after a series of attacks across Iraq today. Dozens of others were wounded. It's the worst violence in Iraq in weeks. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports more than a dozen cities and towns were targeted.
The targets range from Kirkuk in the north to the southern Shia cities of Najaf and Kut, which suffered the worst casualties, with two coordinated blasts in the center. Violence in Iraq has long fallen from its peak, but it remains an everyday reality. At the end of this year, all US troops are due to be withdrawn. But there's concern that Iraqi forces may not be able to fill the void. Earlier this month, Iraqi politicians agreed to start negotiations over whether a small number of American troops might stay on.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. President Obama kicks off a three-day bus tour through the Midwest today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama will be focusing on creating jobs and easing the financial pinch being felt by the middle class.
The president's bus tour includes stops in Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa, the state that launched Mr. Obama's White House bid. Iowa is benefiting from high corn prices and relatively low unemployment. U.S. Agriculture Secretary and former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack says the president wants to underscore the farm economy's contributions.
What we're seeing is an agricultural economy that is the strongest it's been, perhaps, in history.
Mr. Obama hosts a meeting on rural development efforts tomorrow at Northeast Iowa Community College. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The winner of the GOP straw poll in Iowa over the weekend, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, says President Obama is vulnerable on the issue of jobs. Bachmann says she has the experience to boost job creation.
My husband and I have started our own successful company. We know what it's like in the private sector to be able to sacrifice and create jobs and turn the economy around.
Bachmann speaking at a Lincoln Day dinner last evening in northern Iowa. Investors are watching the financial markets closely after last week's wide price swings. The Asian stock markets have registered solid gains today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index up more than 3%. But Francis Lun, managing director of Lycian Holdings in Hong Kong, says that's after a 15% loss last week.
So it's quite a drop in four trading days. Naturally, the market's oversold.
So far today, European stocks are drifting higher. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is back in court today, where he's facing charges in connection with the killing of hundreds of anti-government protesters. Outside the courthouse, there have been clashes between supporters and opponents of the ousted leader. Mubarak was wheeled into the courtroom on a bed. He's being held at a hospital in Cairo during the trial. His two sons kissed him on the forehead. All three are charged with corruption. This is NPR News from Washington. At least three major supermarket chains are recalling some of their packaged ground beef. NPR's Jim Hawk reports there's concern the meat could be contaminated with E. coli bacteria.
The bacteria contamination was discovered at the National Beef Packaging Company in Dodge City, Kansas. Winn-Dixie, Publix, and Kroger have announced recalls, mainly in the Southeast. It affects products sold in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Tennessee. But the meat was sent to several distributors and could have been repackaged for consumers and sold nationwide. The meat also was distributed to meat packing companies in Detroit and Indianapolis and to Walmart operations in Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Wyoming. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
A new study finds that younger brothers and sisters of children with autism have a higher risk of developing the disorder themselves than previously thought. NPR's Richard Knox says the research is published online in the journal Pediatrics.
Specialists thought there might be under a 10% chance that the younger brother or sister of an autistic child would develop the problem. The new study finds the risk is 19%. And if the younger sibling is a boy, his chance of developing autism is nearly 1 in 4. Dr. Sally Ozenoff of the University of California at Davis led the study.
All of us expected that the rates would be higher than previously estimated, but we all were very surprised to see how high they were, and of course, saddened for families.
Ozenoff says pediatricians and parents in families affected by autism should watch for early signs of the disorder, so younger siblings can be given help as early as possible. Richard Knox, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.